You're listening to KNKX. Cities across the Puget Sound region are struggling with homelessness in their own ways. In Tacoma, the strategy includes hiring two artists to help the city grapple with human elements of the crisis. 88.5's Will James has the story.
Fireman's Park in Tacoma is a sliver of grass and benches overlooking Commencement Bay, near a spot where people have been known to live in tents. Susan Robb is a Seattle-based artist the city of Tacoma hired late last year. Her job is to help the city reclaim this space, that is, reimagine it as a place where a broader swath of the population might want to spend time. And she sees potential, particularly in the park's view of Mount Rainier, beyond the steel trusses of the Murray Morgan Bridge.
When I first came out here, it was like dusk one evening and the mountain was framed by that. And I was just like, wow, this is such an iconic, such a beautiful image.
With a little sprucing up, maybe some new lighting, she imagines this place as a venue for concerts and dance classes one day. It's something she calls psychogeography, or changing the psychology of a place. But Robb says it's important that process does not leave out the park's homeless visitors.
Perhaps at Fireman's Park, there might be some sort of employment opportunities for them in the future or some ways for them to engage with the community at large and sort of not be isolated, but really brought into the community.
It's a balancing act, but Robb has help. Tacoma has hired a second artist, Roni Chelbin of Austin, Texas, to work directly with people living outdoors, possibly staging performances at places like Fireman's Park. The budget for the program is $100,000, and the residencies for these two artists last until the end of the year. Will James, 88.5 News.